possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we're always trying to give dating advice here on the Hawk and Tom Show, like what to wear, where to go, what to say.
And often, who are we to give advice?
No. That's often the important aspect, and there's one thing that gets overlooked. We kind of touched on it the other day, and that's when or where you sit at a restaurant. So if you are going to a table and you have to face the wall or face the rest of the restaurant, which one do you give the girl?
Well, they say in theory, you're supposed to face the entrance so you can defend in case some bad guy comes in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
but
what they say.
But in reality, I don't think that's a high likelihood scenario.
You think about those movies with Jason Statham and you're like, you know, I'm going to be the guy that's going to save the whole restaurant.
I would duck under the booth.
I think the better answer is, for me, is to sit wherever I will be the least distracted by what's in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Because I tend to get like OCD or something, whatever it is, ADHD. I glance around the room, and if there's TV screens, I can be watching a horse race. I don't even care about horse racing, but by golly, if there's horses running, I want to see which one wins. And then my wife's yelling at me because I'm not looking at her while she's talking, so I need to stare at a blank wall.
Well, see what you think about this. They got the experts on it, and they said sitting face-to-face leaves little or no opportunity for physical interaction.
I disagree. You can reach across and hold hands.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to be doing that at the restaurant.
Yeah. But they say you should opt for choices where you can have physical touch and physical interaction. For example, they say at the bar. That's a good place to sit. A lot of times they'll say, hey, you know what? We don't have any seating right now, but would you like to eat at the bar?
I disagree.
Always say sure. Bar itself naturally ends up being the best seating arrangement. You're forced to sit next to each other, usually close together, and you can easily turn on your stool and, you know, kind of do the flirty thing and maybe play footsies right there when you're right on the stool.
This is going to be a bad first date for you.
Why was that?
I mean, playing footsies on a first date?
Okay, well, I went a little bit extreme there, but sitting at the bar, you're next to each other, so you can laugh and and touch your back and whatever. But if you're doing it across the table, it's like she's got to reach over there.
I don't like it. I don't like having to turn to talk to somebody.
I agree. Uh-huh.
Unless you're at the corner bar where they're kind
right,
of like
you're kind of halfway looking at each other.
But then you got everybody at the bar listening to your conversations. The bartender's listening.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's bad advice.
I would rather look straight across the table.
Okay, here's another option for you. They say at the four top table where there's a chair on each side, they say choose to sit at a 90-degree angle. This makes a great body language for you because you can touch the person there. Like instead of sitting across a table, you're sitting next to each other on the corner, and that's a little bit cozier on the day.
So like corner bar, basically, what Cato was saying.
How much touching are you doing on a date at a restaurant?
Especially a first date. I don't really know
one said this is a first date. It's just a date in general. It's like
you said
close.
That people don't know how to date. It's kind of like you're giving them advice as if they haven't been on a lot.
Well, I think we've all been on dates, but a lot of times you're like trying to choose or see, okay, here's some new dating advice for you that could help.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm the one to give dating advice. I was single until I got married, so text me if you want dating advice.
Well, I certainly can't give it either.
I can.
Yeah, Tom can. So they also say let her sit down first, and then as the guy, you choose the seat.
That's what I do.
Right beside her or however it goes, and maybe let him sit down first, ladies, if you want to get cozied up on that date. And then they say at a four-top table where there are two chairs on either side or a booth is always good. But they say that sometimes you should choose, like if it is like you're sitting across the table, if it's a cozy enough, like a circular table, you can kind of move your chair strategically over to the side as the date continues to cozy up next to the person.
I got stuck on booth. Isn't it so awkward when you have to do that bounce scooch in to the booth?
It is. And the one that's shaped like a C, and you're like, are you the person that goes all the way in the middle?
I hate that.
It's like you're traveling the world trying to get to the middle. You're like, gosh, I'm still not in the middle. I keep bouncing and scooting.
Then you don't want to interrupt anybody's meal because you got to go to the bathroom throughout the night.
Like, four people got to get up so I can get out.
Yep.
I try to sit on the end.
Okay. But they say, how about sitting next to each other, you know, like you're doing
not
a pickup truck?
Not in a booth.
Not in a booth, and there's no one across from you?
That just looks weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it does. I mean, you do it if you want to, but I'm going to look at you weird.
Well, and a lot of times you can go to some of the coffee shops now, and they have the couch. They say, always opt for the couch and not two chairs sitting next to each other.
See, I think eye contact is far more important than all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And being across from each other makes the most sense.
Now, just a pull-out sofa? I mean,
that's turning into a serious contact there.
Well, you don't want to do that in a restaurant. I'm at a coffee shop right now.
I need coffee in bed, please.
Yeah, you're taking the cushions off the couch. Y'all got any pillars back here?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, finding someone to be your partner in life is a big challenge, and they do it in different ways all across the world. Like a lot of people in the Indian culture, they will have an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And we know people in our neighborhood that are super excited about the families arranging the marriage. The wife says she knew that her dad would find someone good for her, and they did. They're a great couple.
And if you think about it, it makes sense because your parents know more about you than sometimes even you're willing to admit.
Right.
So for them to get involved.
But for our culture, it's totally alien to us not to choose our own partner.
I heard, and this was a pastor or something, he was talking about the couples that you get together. And for all your life, you hear your brothers, your sisters, your mom and dad tell you you're this certain way. And they're telling you, hey, you need to work on this area of your life. And you finally get married because you're like, oh, you know, because you kind of push back on that. You finally get married. And the wife or the husband tells you the same thing about yourself. And they're like, have you been talking to my mom? You've been talking to my dad?
There's nothing like that for me. For me, my wife found all new things to tell me what's wrong with me.
Wow.
But they say that 40% of people in relationships say their partner isn't really their type, at least not on paper or not what they were thinking they would fall for. They found that a lot of ways, one's always cold and the other one's hot. One's a saver, the other's a spender.
Mm-hmm.
One's a planner while the other goes with the flow. So it's actually true. Opposites do tend to attract.
You balance each other.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, like but I spend all of the money and he panics.
Yeah, he panics.
Well, it does create constant friction, which is what you have to work to make things happen, because with that constant rubbing against each other and being like, hey, oh, I want to save, I want to spend, that can cause a lot of friction.
Just like my thoughts.
Let's see, some of the other things. They'll have some relationships where one person's the early bird, the other's a night owl.
Yeah. I got a friend that's like, she sleeps during the day, and he does his own thing.
Okay.
That'd be hard, though. I wouldn't want to be trying to go to sleep and she's up in the living room chatting on the phone, watching TV.
Yeah, my worst is when my wife decides to go to bed earlier than me, because then I feel like I have to go to bed. But when I go to bed earlier, she's somewhere else in the house and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on, but when she comes to bed, then I have to go to bed.
She might want to go to bed by herself.
I'd ask her. One person is open about their feelings. The other one keeps things bottled up. That can be a situation. I guess that could possibly work together. one's a chatterbox, the other one's quiet.
That definitely can work well. Because one person just lets the other one talk.
That's true. And of course, at the parties, she or he will take over and you just kind of stand there in the background.
Mm-hmm. One person is tidy, the other person's a slob.
No, I couldn't do that.
Well, that's kind of what my relationship is like. My wife's a slob.
I don't believe that.
Okay, based on you. She basically enjoys cleaning up after me. That's what I think. One person loves big parties. The other would rather stay at home. That's definitely my wife and I. I would much rather just be at home relaxing. Mm-hmm. And she's like always going to the parties.
Well, extrovert, introvert. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they said one loves spicy food. The other one can't handle the heat. And that's kind of true in my relationship. My wife loves jalapenos on everything. I'm like, yum. I can't taste anything after I had a jalapeno.
That would get me, the picky eater. Because she's got to rearrange the way she cooks because you don't eat particular things.
She just puts the jalapenos on the side, then sprinkles them on top.
Cato's right, though, because like John can't have dairy. That was a huge thing for me. I'm like, how do you even make food without some version of dairy? At least cheese on everything.
I have a friend who doesn't eat a lot of meat, and of course her husband does. So she'll make spaghetti and put the meat sauce on the side. She'll make everything, the meat's always on the side.
And you know what? I just made spaghetti, and right after I put the ground beef in, I thought of you, and I was like, dadgummit.
Uh-huh. Why me?
Because you told us that story.
Oh.
And I was like, I should have done that, because ground beef, I don't know, it's starting to taste a little gamey.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with your taste buds.
I know.
Ground beef tastes too beefy.
It does. Yeah.
Your chicken tastes too chickeny.
Well, with the spices, too, like, because if you're going to, like, heat on it, you're going to be preparing it, and you like the heat sauce and all that stuff in the tacos, and he don't, or vice versa.
Or, well, like, you're cooking meatloaf or something where you put diced onions in there to be cooked in with it, and your partner doesn't like onions. Now you're having me rearrange my recipe. No.
Yes.
This is why Cato's still single.
Yeah, you can't be a picky eater.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, teenagers. I want to call you out right now. All right? I'll tell you why your room smells so funky.
We know why your room smells so funky. You haven't cleaned it in 6 months.
Exactly. You know what? How do you get your kid to clean their rooms? 16% said they ask nicely. 16% tell them to just go ahead and do it. And then 12% say all the above.
Well, you've got to put a reason over. You got to be like, you're going to be grounded if you don't. Or, you know, you're going to have to mow the lawn every week. Or you got to come up with something negative.
The rest were threats or being grounded.
Exactly.
For not cleaning up your room.
I hadn't seen a kid cut a yard in years.
My kids cut the yard.
Yeah.
They even fight over who gets the front yard and the backyard.
Yeah. I know a lot of kids that cut the yards, too.
Yours do, too, don't they, Cato?
No.
Your perfect kids don't do it?
Imaginary kids.
Imaginary kids. Yeah. Oh, my God. really fast. Like yesterday, I thought they were living with you.
Well, and you know, there's that love and logic thing that says if your kids don't clean up the room, you don't, you know, you go ahead and clean up the room for them.
Oh, no.
And then when they come and ask you for something, like they need a ride to some kind of, you know, event they want to go to, like, oh, you know what? I used up that time cleaning up your room.
That sounds...
I can't take you right now. I'm so sorry.
That's very, what's the word for that?
Manipulative.
Something. There's a word for this. It's bad. It's not good.
It's not manipulative.
It's pretty
it's like
rude.
You've used your time asking for a request, and there are consequences for that. That's what it's called. And so next time they need something.
I found the word. It's called crappy parenting.
No, it's love and logic. That is a design.
That's a horrible way to do it. Kids don't think that way.
You mess up your kids the way you want to. Yeah. Love and logic can
mess up your kids that way.
I'd be like, I asked you to clean your room. You didn't.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for anything.
That way they know the consequences up front instead of finding out three days later when they're like, what in the heck?
Don't ask me for dinner. Don't ask me to take care of anything else you need.
Back to school.
It's love and logic.
I love you. Use your logic.
Do your own research on love and logic. I got a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, it sounds like something an adult thought of that didn't take into account how kids' brains work.
What's so funny is you act like you're this child expert, and you're like,
well, that's what you're doing right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it is. You're criticizing my way of raising my kids.
I'm saying this is a legitimate organization with a bunch of experts.
It's a bunch of people who have opinions.
And you sit there and want to argue about it my way's the highway.
No, I told you that way sucks. I didn't say my way.
Don't
want to
get in an argument with you right now.
Too late. You already started.
I want to move on to why the teenager's room smells so bad.
We already know it's because they didn't clean it for 6 weeks.
Okay, you're an expert in that area too.
Am I wrong?
They don't mind the horrible odor because they literally don't smell the horrible odor. New study found that teenagers were less likely than any other age group to recognize the scent of sweat and body odor.
Huh.
Yeah. And the researchers say that it could be why the room smells so bad. They get used to the scent before they even fully recognize and realize that it's a bad scent and it's in their room. So you got those stinky socks and sweatpants and stuff that's thrown into the corner and it's stinking up the whole room. Teenagers were also least likely to recognize the scent of soap as well.
I'm just curious with the teenagers if they were like, if I act like I don't smell this in this study— Then they'll publish the study, and then my parents will be like, oh, little Timmy doesn't smell that his room stinks.
Now, that's a big conspiracy theory, right? That's really thinking out of the box.
Well, I also heard that birds aren't real, so there's a lot going on.
Well, what can teenagers smell?
They can't smell that pizza under their bed that's been there for 6 months.
Okay, but you're wrong. They can smell food, they say. But not healthy food. So if it is pizza and it's warm, it's out of the oven, or a hamburger, they can smell that right away.
My salad never smelled. What healthy food smells good?
Brussels sprouts.
That
does not smell good.
It does.
Oh my God! It's one of the worst smells you can have.
Yes, it's horrendous.
But I love
it. It smells a lot like shoes.
You know, I did see a poll about that. The three most hated foods in America are tofu, liver, and anchovies. And that's for the most hated foods out there.
I
would throw in the Brussels sprouts, especially this cabbage. Cooked cabbage is also nasty. And when spinach and kale heard the news, they said, are you serious? We get all these bad vibes and we didn't even make the list.
Huh.
As far as the bad foods out there. But teenagers can smell food, and teenagers were also more likely than adults to recognize the scent of soda, ketchup, cookies, cotton candy, marshmallows, and candy bars.
And you don't think this is a conspiracy theory?
No, it sounds like they have noses that are finely attuned to good food.
I guess so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, let's talk about Gen Z, and let's start by telling you who they are, because it gets confusing with Gen Alpha, Gen Z, and Gen Y, and Gen A, and B.
And Jenny from the block.
I know, it's confusing. So Gen Z is from 1997 to 2012. They're people that were born between those years. So you look at them, they're in their early to mid-20s, give or take, okay? Now, Gen Z has some rather interesting things that they think. For one thing, they think people are officially old at age 35.
Wow.
I've got news for them. it's right around the corner for you.
And when you get there, you'll think, that's not old at all.
The older you get, the later people tend to define old. Only 15% of millennials consider a 35-year-old to be old.
You're right, because the other day I caught myself going, 80, that's not that old.
Right.
And John was like, Tori, come
that's
on now.
Pretty old. 80's pretty old, no matter how you slice or dice it.
Yeah.
You get those rare people that go past 80 solid. But like my parents, they're getting up past that, and they're starting to see some serious slowdowns. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, your body's 80-something years old. It got wore out.
Yeah, yeah.
It did the same thing. It was eating and pooping and doing all that stuff for 80 years. It's just tired.
And I'm doubling up my years. I'm wearing mine out a lot faster than you.
Some people do.
Yeah. Well, now the biggest fears people have, Gen Z, they're worried about declining health, and they are right. That's what you should be afraid of. I got into my 40s, and all of a sudden things like having kidney stones and all these other weird problems that I never had when I was in my 30s.
I know, but this, sometimes that's DNA, you know, because some people are not falling apart.
It wasn't DNA, it was a calcium deposit.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
millennials also felt like declining health was a problem. Their second biggest concern for Gen Z was not achieving enough. Let me tell you something. There's a point where you don't give a crap about that anymore. You've achieved what you're going to achieve, and you're like, it was enough.
Yeah.
Because it turns out none of this matters as much as you think it does.
You kind of find a time where you're like, you know, the fact that we're just making it, you woke up another day.
Yes.
That's good.
I survived this day.
You know, as tough as things are, surviving is a good enough goal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and you and John, y'all, I mean, you guys are, you just got a new baby. Mm-hmm. You guys are young.
And it's awesome because him being here, I'm now like, there's a lot I don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is Gen Z is worried about not achieving enough. Millennials are worried about financial insecurity, which is a much better thing to be worried about.
Who's worried about that?
Millennials.
You.
Nope. I'm not taking this money when I die, so I don't care.
Okay. Well, there's the problem is you're going to get old one day and you're going to be stuck on what you have left.
Oh my gosh. Have you been talking to John?
I'm just saying. All right. 47%. About half of Gen Z's cringe at people who party regularly into their 30s.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I was still going strong partying in my 30s.
Yeah, I'm still going strong. And you know what? It's because they have no friends.
That's why
they say that, yeah, because they can't.
But that's why your body falls apart, too, though.
When you pop, lock, and drop it, and suddenly you're like, oh, I am locked into this position. I can't get back up.
Stuck in this twerk right now. How do I get out? Somebody call the paramedics.
Now, I don't know what this means, but 30% of Gen Z and millennials said they've peaked too early. Does that mean they basically, they blew
your
their
hotness.
Game and the like, yeah, they were super big in their teens and their 20s and they're done?
Is it the hotness or is it just everything?
Because everything.
You look at some of the influencers out there, some of the gamers out there, you know, there are 16, maybe even younger, and there's that one kid, Clicks or something's his name, Fortniter, and he made $1 billion before he was like 15.
Yeah, and that's like, just like actors. There's one for every thousand that didn't do a thing.
But still, you think about that. You're like, he did peak. I'm like, how can you top that off? What do you got to look for the rest of your life when you have made $1 million before you turn 20?
That's like a child actor that's in a successful movie that is famous as a kid, and then they have the rest of their life to try to achieve that same fame.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I was nobody in high school. I didn't have a lot of friends. I feel like I'm doing better.
You're going to hit your goal one of these days.
One of these days. Yeah. I don't even make goals.
You got Taylor Swift out there, you know. She was huge by the time she was 16.
She's still pretty big.
Yeah, I know. She's maintaining.
2/3 of Gen Z and 1/2 of millennials admit to measuring their achievements in life against the achievements of celebrities.
Mm,
wow. Boy, that's a tough route to go.
Don't do that.
What if you are comparing yourself to someone like Taylor Swift? You're never going to feel like you made it.
It doesn't matter what you do. You just won't ever, ever make it.
Wow. They always say, too, don't compare yourself to even others.
Yeah.
We're so inspirational.
Yeah. Might as well give up, y'all.
And you might as well give up because there's a group of Gen Zs that think that people stop having any kind of intimacy at age 40. No more romance in your life after age 40. It's done.
My grandpa, great-grandfather.
Oh, please don't. We all need to hear this.
No, my great-grandfather, he married like a 20-year-old or something. And he was like 80. It was either my great-great-grandfather or my great-grandfather.
That's why Hawk does not have an inheritance.
That's true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.